Let's turn now to local sports here on KNKX. The Seattle Storm is on fire this season with the best record in the WNBA, and three Storm players were named league all-stars: Sue Bird, Brianna Stewart, and Jewel Lloyd. For Sue Bird, it's a season of records, as we hear from KNKX sports commentator Art Teal and 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick.
Art, it's been a stellar season for the Storm, but perhaps an even more stellar season for star veteran Sue Bird.
Sue is just bringing it this year. At age 37, she's accomplishing major things here. This is her 11th All-Star appearance, and when she plays two more games, she is going to be the all-time WNBA leader in games played with 500, all in Seattle. This is Edgar Martinez level of loyalty and affection that she's getting from her fan base. And she's accomplished so much. Two WNBA titles with the Storm, four Olympic gold medals, and now this far into a career, she's still leading the league in assists. This is her highest average, 7.1. She just had 11 assists the other night, which was a season high, and is doing so many things, including her relationship with Megan Rapinoe, the Seattle Reign soccer star. They have become the power couple in Seattle sports, right. And they were on the cover of ESPN's The Body Issue, the first gay couple to do so, and blazing some serious trails here socially as well as with basketball. So it might be her peak accomplishment this year, especially if the Storm can continue their team success.
Well, speaking of that, her fellow All-Star Brianna Stewart is playing extremely well this season and maybe the best player in the league.
I think she's the odds-on favorite for most valuable player because she's averaging a league-high 22 points a game, and she just put together two back-to-back 30-point games, which is really hard to do, and the only other Storm player that's ever done that has been Lauren Jackson, and this is clearly the best post player the Storm have had since Jackson, and this is her second All-Star game. She's really been a dynamic force and seems to have a complete game, which is something to be said for the third All-Star in the game. That's going to be played at the Target Center in Minneapolis on July 28th. Jewel Lloyd is turning into a great complement for Sue in the backcourt, scores, rebounds, and passes the ball well. She's a very balanced player and contributor, and that's really been a highlight development for this year's Storm team.
Well, Jewel Lloyd, Brianna Stewart, and Sue Bird are part of a team that entering the week had the best record in the WNBA.
And it looks like it's going to continue. Having a good post player and a strong backcourt is the recipe for success. It's hard to predict, obviously, things like health. But I think another aspect of this is their first-year coach, Dan Hughes, who's been a long-time figure in the WNBA. He's coached more games than any other coach in league history, and at 63, he's on top of his game and really seems to be making a big difference in cohesion. This team was 15-19 a year ago, barely made it into the playoffs. They were the number 8 seed, were dispatched by Dallas in the first round. Didn't seem like they were going anywhere, but Hughes has to be given credit for a team that I think has got as good a chance as the Bird-Jackson tandems in 2010 that won the last WNBA title for Seattle. So I see this team going a long way, and a title may be imminent.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.